There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, Jim's already done that, although you can do it as well. You can follow his brilliant lead and just give me a holler, 855-99-37569. Jim is an uncle who has an 11-year-old nephew who's living with his parents who are getting older because his mom is in prison. Although she'll be out, within the next, sounds like the next couple of weeks, yes?
From my understanding, yes.
Do we know what her plans are going to be?
To still live at my parents' and try to find a job to pay back the fine.
Has she been able, what's the highest level of education she's achieved?
Just high school.
Okay. Has she had a good work? Has she had a work history at all?
Yes, but unfortunately, it was marred by the choice to steal from her the person who employed her, which got her in her mess that she's in now. So
yeah.
It's going to be an issue.
Okay. So, does she have a car?
She has a car, thanks to my parents. Yes.
Okay. So, in theory, the schlepping issue, will she take her child to see his father or not?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I mean, as soon as she's out, this will not be an issue.
All right, so we're only talking about a couple of weeks.
Yes, and it's more that I feel like, you know, it's the situation is so, and it's just not something I would ever create, so I just want to, you know, stick to my...
Honey, I think sticking to your guns at this moment is going to cause... It's not only going to destabilize the situation, it's going to cause you some real grief in the long run.
Yeah. I mean,
let me just walk you through this, all right? Look at it from this perspective. If you, presumably, you have a job, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a family?
I do not.
Okay. Let's say that one of your high school buddies got in touch with you, and it turns out that we could make any scenario you want, that one of his kids was sick, that he had a gambling problem, he'd lost his house. We could make any scenario you want. And he said, look, I know you and I were not best friends, but I'd really use some help right now. Or let's make an anonymous thing. Let's just say that you get one of these things that all of us get, saying there's a child starving in Africa, or there's an animal that needs to be adopted, or, I mean, any one of the things that really pull at our heartstrings because we are human beings and we are social creatures and we have consciences.
Right.
Then most of us are perfectly willing to not look terribly carefully at the situation. I mean, a friend who has a gambling problem who lost his house, well, you could say, I mean, you could certainly make a condition. You could say, assuming that you knew that if you get yourself to Gamblers Anonymous, then I will loan you some money, or I will not give you the money because I don't want to run the risk of you using it at a casino, but I will send your tax payment to the whatever. I mean, so that we would maybe exercise a little bit of caution, but we probably would not judge particularly for the simple reason we don't know that person that much, that we're willing to feel good about ourselves by helping out. And it's only when people get very close to us that we begin making judgments about, well, how come you didn't do this, or you should have done that. And it probably doesn't serve us terribly well in the long run, that we either have to decide, yes, I'm willing to help, not because you deserve it or don't deserve it, but because I'm a helpful person. All right? Because otherwise we get in this terrible dilemma of looking very carefully. And we don't, when someone hits us for charity, especially if it's a stranger, if it's a company or a corporation or an ad campaign, we don't look terribly carefully, which we probably should, but we don't. We just write the check, we feel good about it, we go to the benefit, we bid on an auction, and because it's part of what makes us feel human and like we matter and we can do it, it, and it's maybe our unconscious bargain with the universe so this thing doesn't happen to us. Okay, whatever our motivation. And it probably doesn't bear terribly close scrutiny because it may have much more to do with our sense of the world than someone else's need. It's only when it becomes family, when it becomes close, that we begin to feel that we can say, well, I can't believe you got yourself in this dilemma, or if you'd worked harder, or whatever. So in this particular case, what I'm suggesting is that if someone came to you and said, Jim, if you can give me 2 hours a week, this child will be able to go to summer camp or be able to see his parent in the hospital or be able to visit some, you know, whatever, that you very likely do it because it doesn't really cost you very much. And you're probably not going to do the, well, you know, I really don't agree with the war in Afghanistan, or I didn't elect this president, or whatever. You probably just do it because it doesn't cost you very much. It makes you feel like you're doing a good deed. And you're dealing more with the victim of the circumstance than the person who created the circumstances.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that you're going to cost yourself. I mean, we're only talking about a month. If we were talking about the next 20 years of your life, I'd probably have to talk with you in slightly different terms, but to say, at this moment, you're going to come off as the bad guy for no particular reason.
And I, it's only, really
well, but what I'm saying is that, look, I don't know your sister, I don't know your nephew, I don't know your parents, I certainly don't know your fake brother-in-law. I just know you. And I'm saying your stance is relatively indefensible. And because it's indefensible, it's going to cost you, not only for right now, which is you're talking about a couple of weeks, but for the long run. And you can say to me, it's a principle. And I hear, but I think you've looked at the wrong side of the principle, because what you're saying is, I don't want to make it easy for a father to see his son when the father isn't making any overtures.
Yeah. Well,
but, the real victim... There are two real victims that have nothing to do with the negligent parent. The two victims are your nephew, who didn't ask to be born in this situation, didn't ask to have a felon for a mom or a nincompoop for a dad. He's just a kid.
Yeah, I guess.
And that's number one. Number two, you're actually, there's three victims. Number two really is your parents.
Yeah.
Who are going to feel like, well, you know, somebody's got to do it, therefore I have to do it, which is not your intent. Obviously, your intent is to take the burden from their shoulders. But in the long run, baby cakes, the real victim is you. Because everybody's going to say, Jim is such a stick in the mud. When we asked for help, he wasn't willing to do it. He thinks he's better than everybody else. He thinks that, you know, that his worldview is, you know, that he should tell the rest. And that's going to cost you. And the question is it really worth it? Because if this was a gray area... You know, I'm not, you're entitled to your principles, but I think you're on real shaky ground here, baby cakes, because what you're doing is you're saying punish the father as opposed to help the kid. And by punishing the father, you're punishing the kid.
Yes, and I want to clarify that I have been helping, focusing just on the child, and trying to stay away from the father. And
I know, but honey, this is the issue.
Yeah.
And saying, well, yeah, but I take him to basketball practice, or I help him with his schoolwork, is fine, but irrelevant. It's not the core issue.
Okay.
And it's honey, it's look. All I want you to do, because I'm really not trying to jam this down your throat. Except a little, is to have you think about it, because it's costing you. It's one of those situations where everybody's losing. Everybody. The father that you don't care about particularly is losing. Okay, that's a positive thing, maybe. But your nephew that you care about is losing. You're losing.
Yeah.
And so if you tote it up, you've got nobody winning here, everybody losing. If you take your nephew, if you even call up your parents today and say, look, I'm going to take Jake to see his father on Thursday or this weekend or whatever, then you get two wins. Jake wins, you win, okay, and the father wins two, and that may be viewed as a negative, but you still get two positives and one negative. The other one, you get two negatives and maybe one positive. Just if you just look at it statistically, it's the wrong choice.
Yes, and I I do realize I'm stubborn about it, and I do need to change it. So, yes, I agree.
Well, bless your little heart.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk some more about this? Because
well,
that's a tough thing to do. Look, you stay on with me for just a minute, because I want to congratulate you on that, because I'm asking you to do something that goes against every fiber of your being, and you're listening to me. So you stay on for a minute, because I want to applaud you. All right, hang on. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure, high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jim, who probably did one of the world's most difficult tasks, and he did it in front of all of us, which is he changed his mind. And that is a really tough thing to do. And, you know, I don't for a moment doubt your sincerity, Jim, but, you know, I just wanted you to stick with me for just a minute, because I want to tell you, you know, how really difficult that is, and how, you know, how much you need to pat yourself on the back for just being willing to re-examine something that is obviously a very emotional, very important issue for you. And so kudos to you. And I really mean that completely sincerely, and I think you should feel really proud of yourself, because getting out of our own way and from one stubborn human being to another, I know, you know, when I get an idea in my head, it's really hard, and I can believe it. I mean, well, they'll never put me on a jury. Not only can I convince everybody else, I can convince myself that I'm right. And sometimes I am, and sometimes I'm not. So just being able to take a deep breath and saying, wait a minute, if this is causing all this grief, maybe there's a different way of thinking about it. So good for you. Good for you.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. That's why I called. I needed another way to think about it. So I do have one kind of related question. And
absolutely. Listen, you can have as many as you want. That's the other reason, is I wanted to make sure that we'd covered everything you want, but absolutely.
Well,
what else
okay.
can I help
so
you with?
That subject aside, when I'm finding when my mom complains to me about the situation that she's in, mm-hmm. I try to fix it by telling her mm-hmm. what to do, which is usually pretty opinionated. And
well, it's not even that. It's not even it's opinionated, and the writer you are, the worse it's going to be, because I don't think she's asking. What she's saying is attention must be paid. She's saying you're supposed to say to her, oh gosh, you're so wonderful, you know, for doing this. I know that this wasn't what you anticipated in your life, and let me give you a way of dealing with that that doesn't make you feel completely hypocritical and doesn't make you sort of biting the inside of your cheek till it bleeds, which is when she says no, I'm so tired, and then instead of saying, well, okay, why don't I do it for you, say, what can I do to help? And let me tell you the difference between that phrase and what you're doing. When you're saying, okay, I'll take care of it, what she's hearing you do is being dismissive of her. It's not that important. He could do it with his you know, one eye closed and one arm behind his back. And that isn't what she's saying, is somebody's got to give me some recognition, some credit for the fact that I'm doing something I really didn't want to do. And it sounds like stubborn may be a genetic trait in your family. So you taking care of it is actually, even though on some level at first blush it's the obvious thing to do, you're being a good son, she's complaining, you're taking care of the problem, but that's a misunderstanding, I think, of the dynamic of what she's doing. And the way you're going to find this out, you don't have to take my word for it, is the next she goes, I'm so tired, instead of saying, okay, I'll take care of it, or just say, wow, you're doing such a great job, what can I do to help?
Yeah, well, it's even worse than that. When she complains, I sometimes criticize the way she's handling it, which creates a fight, and it's horrible. Yeah. So that's what I want to stop, is
all you have to say is when she, instead of, because what she, see, what your interpreter is saying is, you're not doing enough, Jim. What I think she's saying is, give me credit for what I'm doing. And so all you have to do that is to say, wow, you know, you're doing a great job. What can I do to help you? Just that phrase, what can I do to help? Because in that moment, Jim, you've switched it from her being a victim, which is, you know, an attractive role if we're not careful for all of us, of, oh, good, everybody should feel sorry for me. I'm, you know, I'm doing more than my fair share. Nobody really understands me. And all of us are sort of drawn to that role. But in the long run, we've given away our power. And most people have a very limited attention span for our whining. You know, pity parties just are not fun to attend. So you're saying, okay, I feel sorry for you. I'm the good son. I'll take care of it. And she's hearing you say, you just want to be rid of me. You don't care. So instead of sort of being ready to strangle her and say, okay, I'll take care of it, Mom, because that's what she's hearing. She's hearing you being impatient and dismissive. Just say to her, wow, you know, you're doing such a great job. What can I do to help? Because you've switched from her being the victim that has no power, who's in this terrible situation because the gods have dealt poorly with her, to being in charge. And not only is she in charge, she's in charge of you at that moment. She can tell you what to do. And my guess is that she'll either give you something specific, or much more likely she'll say, oh, that's okay, I can take care of it. At which point, instead of saying, okay, just be stupid and cheerful at that moment, because you've offered, and then you can say, look, if there's something that I can do to let you know, you know, help you out, just let me know. But don't offer anything particular, because in that offering, you've switched her right back to victim.
Okay, that sounds perfect, because she's pathology is the victim. So
sure.
And in this situation, it's amplified by 10. So yeah. I appreciate
so
that.
Just, yeah, all you have to say is, wow, you're doing such a great job. I'm so proud of you. What can I do to help?
Okay.
Because then she has to go from emotions of, oh, poor me, this is not fair, what did I do to deserve this, to, okay, Jim wants to help. Is there something I can actually think about? So we've moved from gut, emotion, to head. Well, yeah, Jim, you can stop by the grocery store on your way home and pick up a quart of milk. Problem solved. You're the hero. She's been in charge. She stopped whining. Everything's fine. And if she doesn't, which she may not, and she says, no, that's okay, no one can help me, say, well, Mom, know that you're doing a great job, and if there's something I can do, I'll check with you tomorrow, or whatever.
Okay. And now, is it okay for me to set boundaries around that? Because I...
Like, give me an example of a boundary you want to set.
Well, I mean, I just, you know, I'm available on Friday. I can do whatever you need between this time and this time.
Sure. You don't have to be a doormat.
Okay.
All you have to do, and instead of saying, I'm only available, say, Mom, I'm yours Friday from noon to 3. You tell me what I can do.
Good. That's exactly what I told her, so I felt good about that. So
Good.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all your help.
Well, you're welcome, and I'm impressed with your willingness to listen. I really am, because I know it's a difficult situation, and I know it's not the easiest context, but you did great.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Margaret.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. How may I help?
Yes. Here's my problem. 20 years ago, my brother told my sister that I am the smart and successful child between three of us. Since then, I noticed that my sister is not happy about my brother's comment. She always tried to make me look bad behind my back. For example, my sister told me that she hates my brother and his wife live in my parents' property for free for 30 years, and they seem have no plan to purchase a house for themselves. In this way...
Wait a minute, Margaret, who's living in... Your brother or your sister is living in the parents' house?
Oh, no. My brother and his wife.
Okay. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be back with your family in just a moment. And Monica will get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Margaret, whose brother said to... Now, this was your brother said to your sister that you were the smartest? It would seem to me it would have much more of a negative impact if your parents had said that. Your brother, it's just his opinion.
Yeah, so basically my brother told my sister, say, I'm the smartest.
No, I got that. And your sister is living in your parents' house. So what's going on today?
No. My sister didn't live. My brother and his wife live with my parents together.
Okay.
And for free. So So basically, basically my brother say I'm the smartest one.
Margaret, you told me that three times. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
So what's today's problem?
My sister does not like that comment. So she always tried to make me look bad behind.
Margaret, you've already told me that. Tell me something you haven't told me. What's today's problem? You're talking about a 20-year-old problem.
Okay. So now the problem is my sister always say something bad about my brother and turn around and told my brother, says, I said so.
Do you have a good relationship with your brother?
Yeah, it's not bad, you know. And so here's my question. My brother's in town right now. So shall I tell my brother that whatever my sister told him?
No, you're going to start a war. No.
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to say to your sister, I will only listen, I will listen to you talk about anything except my brother or my parents. And so if she starts to talk, if she starts to badmouth your brother, just say, listen, I'm not going to listen to that. I'm not going to listen to gossip. I'm not going to talk with you about my brother. And if your brother should say to you, well, Sarah said this, say, it can't be that we have an understanding that we don't say anything negative about any family members. And then you're done.
I see. Yeah. My sister saying, oh.
We don't care what your sister says. You're not going to listen to your sister talk badly about your brother. You're not going to listen to your brother talk badly about your sister. That you're going to talk about movies or the weather or whatever. So if your brother should ever come to you and say, well, Sarah said this, you're going to say, no, can't be that, you know, I don't listen to anybody say bad things about anybody in the family ever. And then you're home free. Okay?
Yeah. My brother does not say anything.
That's fine. That helps.
Himself.
That helps.
But okay. But I know my sister's trying to, you know.
Margaret, I've just gone over this three times.
Okay.
You're not going to listen to your sister talk about your brother. Period. Then there's no problem.
Okay.
And you can even say to your brother, you know, I have a new rule that nobody talks. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody in the family, which means you can't say anything bad about your sister either. And nobody can say anything bad to me about family members. Then you're home free. You don't have to worry about it.
So if it's cool me to blah, 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 those are gossips and just...
We don't talk about any members in the family, period.
We don't talk about it. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Monica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Okay.
Howdy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. I'm going to help.
I'm going to make it quick. I have to. Sorry. I have a question about your rule regarding...
The one-year rule?
The 25-mile rule for dating.
Okay.
So how should I stick to that? Very
well, I mean... I,
25 to 40 is okay, or...
Well, yeah, look, I mean, the reason the 25-mile radius rule is, among other things, depends about where you live and if you have a car.
Right.
As I said, my mother-in-law used to drive... She lived in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and she would drive to Denver, which was 6 hours, to grocery shop at least once a month. I wouldn't drive 3 miles to grocery shop. So part of it depends on the part of the world you live in, how much you like being in a car. But the point about having somebody within... And again, a 25-mile radius, so you can see each other. So it's not a big hassle to see each other. If you live in a remote part of the country and that everybody drives an hour to get to work and an hour to go to the grocery store and an hour to go to church, then an hour's distance, and I suppose depending on how fast you drive, could be... You know, could I suppose be 30 miles or 40 miles? So the point is really not necessarily that you actually get a ruler and figure out how far they live, but that they live within close enough distance so that it's not a huge pain in the neck to see each other, because then you'll see each other more often. And it's very long distance relationships are primary fantasy relationships. They really...
I know that's your warning. I know.
Yeah. So I mean, what I say if you found exactly the right person and he lived 28 miles away, would I sort of say to him, no, there's no way? Probably not. But you just have to, and look, you can have somebody who lives 10 minutes away You know, I actually was seeing somebody once who lived, I lived downtown, he lived uptown, which is about, that's 20 minutes on the subway. I mean, you know, so it was probably in terms of linear miles, maybe what, 6 or 7 miles. But he, you know, he wants to talk on the phone all the time. And, you know, I'm that's what I do for a living. If I'm dating somebody, I'd soon see them.
Right.
And so that it was not the distance that was the problem. It was just that his, you know, that he really wanted to have an arm's length relationship. And that's not what I wanted. So I think the 25 miles is kind of a, it's sort of more a guideline than a hard and fast rule.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you feel better?
Yes.
Sounds like you found somebody who lives 40 miles away, huh?
Well, but if we are very far apart, how are we going to get to know each other?
Well, that's it. That's exactly the issue.
And I'm not comfortable.
Fair enough. And you can see that somebody can live, you know, two blocks away. If they don't see you, they don't see you. So,
right.
But it makes it an easy inherent excuse, which
right.
may even be real. So you don't want to set up situations that you're going to have to overcome if you don't have to, because there are enough situations to overcome in a relationship without having mileage be one of them.
Oh, you're so right.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Monica.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. 855-99-3-7569. Well, we're actually solving the world's problems today, are we not? Of course we are. 855-99-3-7569. I really am still impressed with Jim, because I know he really... That isn't... I mean, look, realistically, I know... The sort of joke is that most times when people call, they want me to tell them that they're right and whoever's making them miserable is wrong and should suffer terrible consequences without that person being being indicted by a grand jury. And, I mean, I suppose that there's some... I mean, look, there's some reality that when I'm mad at somebody, what I want everybody to do is feel sorry for me and suggest that other person is really a creep. And, I mean, I think it's a perfectly human kind of impulse. The problem is it's not very effective, because the behavior you have control over is yours, not anybody else's. So waiting for somebody else to change their behavior or recognize the error of their ways or apologize is, you're going to be waiting a long time, unless you're very lucky or they're very repentant or some unlikely combination of the two. So what you need to do, exactly as Jim and I talked about, is just change your perspective. And if you change your perspective, you can change your behavior, which changes your emotions, which changes your feelings, which makes your life better and easier. If you keep banging against the same wall all the time, you know, my kind of shorthand way of saying it is, if you press button A and every time you push A, B pops up and you hate B, stop pushing A and blaming A and saying, well, A shouldn't do that. Yeah, right. But it's a waste of your time and energy. You do what you can do, all right? And changing your perspective is a possibility. Not the world's easiest thing to do, as you could hear. I mean, Jim was not being recalcitrant. I mean, he wasn't trying to give me a hard time. He was just, he was involved and, what's the word I want? Embedded isn't quite the right word. But he felt strongly that what he felt was right. That, you know, and look, basic rule of thumb, whenever you find yourself saying, it's the principle of the thing, take a deep breath and back off a little bit. Because that's how people go to war, right? With big abstract ideas. So ask yourself, if it weren't the principle, what is really going on here? If I could take that sense of self-righteousness, because that's what it is. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't have principles at all. I'm just saying when you keep banging into something and it's painful and it's not workable and you keep justifying doing it again and again because it's the principle of the thing, ask yourself exactly what the principle is that you're wedded to and why it makes some sense. And is there any wiggle room on it? Not even for the other person. Because when we talk about principles, we're talking about good and evil, right and wrong, black and white, right? So, be careful and understand that pain is a good indicator that something may be going really wrong here, right? Both physical pain and emotional pain. And if you need me, call me at 855-99-3-7569, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how...
All right, Judy, enough. We got it. All righty. Well, you know what? I did The Hunchback of Notre Dame last week because we didn't do movies on the right day. So I've already told you about The Hunchback at Paper Mill, which I thought was wonderful. It's off Broadway. It's in New Jersey. It's Paper Mill Playhouse. All right, I've got three plays to tell you about today. I guess all of them technically are off Broadway. Huge amount of Broadway coming up. Got Gigi, got Dr. Zhivago, American in Paris. I mean, huge amounts of theater coming up. All right, but for today, I'm trying to think of what order. All right, I'll just start in no particular order. The Liquid Plain, which is a play about the slave trade. It takes place in Rhode Island in basically 1791 and then again in 1837. It's in two acts. It's well acted. It's very dark. This is a play. Look, whenever you're talking about something as grim as a slave trade, so slavery is bad enough, but how they kidnapped people from Africa and brought them in slave ships and people died and they were in unimaginable conditions, and then to be human beings auctioned off. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible story. And it would seem to me if you're going to go through that level of misery, I feel the same way about movies about concentration camps, that we know all the details. We know it's horrible. We know it's man's inhumanity to man. We know it's grotesque and horrifying and despicable. If you're going to go through that kind of misery, it seems to me that there has to be some payoff, that there has to be something that you learn that you didn't know, some kind of redemptive quality, or why am I spending 2+ hours of my life, not to mention whatever the theater tickets cost, wallowing in that kind of, okay, all human beings are horrible human beings. I mean, it's so, and that's certainly part of my criticism about The Liquid Plain, which refers to the ocean. It takes place with a man and a woman on the docks who pull they are both African, and they pull a white guy out of the water that they think has drowned, and it's in the process of stripping his body of the clothes and the boots that he's revived, and he essentially becomes their slave, thereby reaffirming the notion that you don't learn anything from your own misery. So we sort of deal with all this, and it turns out that one of the women's sister was under horrific circumstances drowned. The second act deals with whom everybody is, 46 years later. I have no real criticism with the acting. The set was so dark that you couldn't see a large part of what was going on. The accents were occasionally impenetrable. A lot of people walked out at the intermission. Unless it's really overwhelmingly awful, I stay, because I figure there has to be some redemptive value. If I've suffered through this, then there should be something else. So this was not, I mean, I just thought the performances were good, but the story is just unremittingly horrifying. So I have enough guilt as there is. Posterity is an interesting kind of look at a different kind of culture. This one focuses on an imaginary meeting between Henrik Ibsen, yes, that Ibsen, and Gustav Vigeland, who was the best known sculptor, or a very well known sculptor at the time, and Henrik Ibsen was obviously the best known poet in Norway. It's set in 1901, first of all, you walk away not liking Henrik Ibsen very well, although there's one great line in it, which I think I quoted earlier in the program this week, where he says that one of the people, the agent, Sophus Larpin, says, well, you know, I saw Hedda Gabler at the opening night, and he said, yeah, thousands of people have, and the theater only holds 200 people, so... Henrik was not a very cheerful guy. It's an interesting story about art and artists, and the fact it was written and directed by Doug Wright, who did, among other things, I'm My Own Wife. So it's a little bit of an inside joke. I guess part of it, if you care about Ibsen, you'll probably care about this play a lot. If you don't, you may not. The first act is very talky. The second act is significantly better, and actually deals with the park a very well known sculptor who has his sculptures in Frogner Park. A fountain adorned in 60 bronze reliefs, a granite monolith, and 212 sculptures covering 80 acres. He also designed the Nobel Peace Prize. So, no slouch. All right, my favorite play of the week is Nevermore, and it is a kind of a new way of looking at theater, which has been manifest. It's certainly in the Gentleman's Guide to Love and Death, which actually won the Tony last year, and legitimately so. And also John and Jen, which I very much liked. This is a kind of, and also Hamilton. This is not exactly a pop opera, but kind of. I guess Hair was one of the original ones. It's the Jonathan Christensen wrote and composed it, who is a Canadian who has his own theater company. And you may have seen the posters about this if you've gone online. It's called Nevermore, The Imaginary Life and Mysterious Death of Edgar Allan Poe. I thought it was terrific. It's the first act, it's a bit too long, and I can tell you exactly where they should have cut it. It should be 90 minutes, and it's a little over 2 hours with an intermission. But the cast is uniformly extraordinary. The voices are wonderful. The lyrics are catchy. You're not going to go singing any of the songs as you leave, I don't think. But the costumes are something out of Tim Burton. I mean, they look like either Alice in Wonderland or Nightmare Before Christmas. I just thought this was fresh and smart. And Edgar Allan Poe is an absolutely fascinating figure. You're going to learn a lot about him, none of which I'm going to spoil. But I would really encourage you to go see this. It's in New World Stages, and it's a relatively small theater. The tickets are certainly much better priced. I think top price is about $70, which is not inexpensive, but compared to the $250 that some Broadway shows are getting. And I think you'll have a great time at it. So write down Nevermore, especially if you're an Edgar Allan Poe fan, and who among us is not. I think you'll have a really interesting time. It's not for young children, but young children shouldn't be at the theater anyway. But college-age kids, high school kids are going to love it, and you'll love it. I thought it was smart and funny and interesting and fresh. So Nevermore got, I think I gave it 4.5 stars. I would have given it a full 5, except the first act is a bit too long. So more information about theater and, of course, everything else at drjoy.com. Got another hour to go, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the
the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.